Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and hello, 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 my fabulous friends. Welcome to the all-new, totally exciting season of Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. I am your host, Chloe Dilly, and I'm back older, wiser, and more thrilled than ever to showcase the most amazing talents and inspiring stories from all around. This season is going to be an absolute blast. We're talking epic talents, heartwarming journeys, and maybe a few surprises along the way. Whether you're here to be inspired, entertained, or just have some fun, you're in the right place. So, grab your headphones, turn up the volume, and get ready to smile, laugh, and maybe even dance a little. Because this is Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. Let's make some magic together. Kia ora koutou, and welcome back to another wonderful episode of Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. Oh wow, today's episode makes me filled with joy, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Some of you may remember that about a year and a half ago, I had an incredible conversation with an inspiring local hero and leader who is doing absolutely life-changing work right here in Otatahi Christchurch. Well, she is back, and this time she's bringing with her some of the most exciting news our city has heard in a very long time. My guest today is Faye Higgins, manager of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Christchurch. If you don't know what Big Brothers Big Sisters does, get ready to be moved. And if you do know them, get ready to be absolutely thrilled because there is a lot happening. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Christchurch is organizing something truly magical that is coming to our city, something creative, colorful, and community driven. We are talking about the Big Sheep Trail, a Shaun the Sheep public art experience coming to the streets, parks and public spaces of Christchurch in January 2027. And today, Faye is here to tell us all about it. The trail, the school's program and the callful local artists and what you can do to be part of it. I am beyond honoured to welcome back the absolute champion for our tamariki, Faye Higgins from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Christchurch. Faye, welcome back. It is so good to have you here again.
Thank you so much, Chloe. That was the most beautiful and honouring and welcome. I really appreciate that. Really beautiful words. I may be the leader of Big Brothers Big Sisters or lead the organisation, but it's our amazing, dedicated volunteer mentors that are changing the lives of our tamariki and doing all the mahi for us. So they're amazing. And yeah, we're really excited to come and tell you a bit about the Big Sheep Trail and all the fun stuff that's happening. We're really thankful.
Faye, it has been about a year and a half since you were last on the show. Let's start by reminding everyone about the incredible work you do. For any of our listeners who are brand new to Big Brothers Big Sisters, could you remind us, what is the heart and soul of what you do here in Christchurch?
Well, the heart and soul of our organisation is our tamariki and our rangatahi. So it's our young people who we match with a one-on-one mentor, who walk beside them, who give them time, friendship, dedication, guidance and support through those critical developmental years. Just someone, a friend, a good trusted friend who gives you time and journeys alongside you in their lives. They're the heart and soul of our organisation. That's why we're here. That's why our mentors mentor. And we're all about wanting to see our tamariki happy and thriving.
This year feels like a big one for BBBS Christchurch. What makes it so special? Can you tell us why 2026 is such a landmark period for BBBS Christchurch?
Absolutely. So we have a huge need in our community for mentoring. We support children right across the Christchurch region, but we can't meet demand. So we need to tell people about our story. We need to get Big Brothers, Big Sisters in the minds of everybody out there. So if they want to step up and do some volunteering or they want to support, that they may think of us. If they want to make a donation, they may think of us or do a fundraiser and let families and tamariki know that we're out there as a service. And we came across the previous Wild and Art Trails that had had been happening in Christchurch. And we thought, what a great way to really tell people our story, to really get our name out there, but also a way of giving back to the community because we're completely community funded. So it's bringing some exciting, fun, joy, a brilliant, fun, creative occasion to Christchurch in a really lovely way of giving back to the community that's funded us and supported us through the last 22 years.
2 decades of mentoring friendships. What stands out the most for you when you look back at all of this, mahi? What moments or stories stay with you the most?
Wow. We were talking earlier about your favourite guest and you said I can't pick one because it's like picking a favourite child. It's the same. But what stands out for me is our dedicated volunteers who literally give up time, energy, and give friendship and support to their young people. They genuinely care about our young people and really care about them doing well and having somebody to walk beside them and to spend time with them and to be a good friend. The stories of our young people, we've got so many over the last 22 years. And in the last 9 years I've been here, there's been so many standouts. But it's how can you pick one? There's so many. Everybody's story is important. Everybody's story is really individual. But to give you an example, I met up with one of my mentors recently, Aidan, who's been matched with Josh for 6.5 years now. Josh is growing up without a dad in his life, and his mum was trying to be mum and dad and trying to be everything and realised she couldn't and she needed a bit of extra support. And he was really looking for time to spend with a male. And so he matched him with his big brother and they've been spending regular time together weekly and now at their length of match fortnightly together. They do things like go for ice cream together. They talk about movies, talk about comedy, go and do just normal, simple, fun things together. Josh now has somebody who he can look up to. He has somebody to role model for him. He has somebody he can ask questions about. His mum doesn't have to be like the father figure and the mother figure. His mum knows that there's a really good, solid, healthy, safe role model out there for him. And I think the biggest gift that Aidan's given to Josh is he's enabled him to see how he can shine his own light and how being an individual and being himself is amazing. And he is an amazing young man just as he is, and to be proud of who he is. And he's valuable who he is. And his mentor is there to champion that and to be that for him. So that's one standout in so many beautiful stories.
Faye, I can't wait to hear about the most exciting news. I know our listeners are already listening in. So for anyone who hasn't heard about it yet, what is the Big Sheep Trail?
Well, the Big Sheep Trail builds on the previous outdoor art trails that have happened in Christchurch. So if you have remembered them before, remember the Elmer Trails, the pop-up penguins and the giraffe stand hall. So these are what we call Wild and Art Trails. Wild and Art are the owners of the trail. They do the trails around the world, and this is going to be the 4th in Christchurch. So we're really lucky enough to have been chosen by Wild and Art to host the next trail that's going to be presented by Willowbank in support of our organisation. And so the Big Sheep Trail is going to see 30 large Shaun the Sheep sculptures that are going to be put up in different areas all around Christchurch. So bringing people to different areas, to areas that potentially you might not have been and had a look at before. Looking at areas that we really want to showcase. And just bringing people into the city, into the community, to get out and about, to spend time together. Each of the large Shaun the Sheeps is going to be decorated and designed by local artists, and they get to showcase their work. And then businesses sponsor those big Shaun the Sheep sculptures, and they get to showcase their business. And then you can come to the hub and you can pick up a printed map and you follow the trail and you mark off all the sculptures as you go. Or you can use the dedicated app and you can download that and you can follow them as you go as well. So you get to read on the app about the artists, about the businesses that have sponsored. And also alongside that, there's going to be Little Shauns. So Little Shauns painted by school children right across the region. They're going to be out there showcasing their designs, showcasing their artwork and their creativity alongside the Big Shauns. So they'll probably be in flocks more inside places like malls, potentially libraries, things like that. And so it's just going to be a really fun, family-friendly art trail that's out and about for everybody to enjoy.
Shaun the Sheep, that beloved Aardman character, is coming to Christchurch. When will the trail happen and what can people expect to see around the city?
So the trail goes live on January 16th, 2027. So over the cloak of darkness, we're going to be out and about, very busy, putting up all the big Shaun the Sheep sculptures and all the little ones. So the little ones will be in flocks and in some cases individual. So it could be flocks at, we're going to do one flock at Westfield Riccarton Mall. So you better go and see some of the sheep there and at different places around the city. And then there's going to be the big ones and they'll be in prominent places. We're hopefully going to do some on the exterior of the city as well and just get people out and about, get people walking out on the street. So it's going to be colour, it's going to be individuality, it's going to be a celebration of connection, of friendship and community.
Wild and Art sounds familiar. Who are they and why are they the perfect partner?
Wild and Art are the global distributors of the sculpture trails. So they do usually about 20 sculpture trails in the UK every year. And they also have done them in Auckland before, three in Christchurch. And there's actually one happening in September in Wellington. And we're going to be hosting the next one. They're a great organisation giving back to charity. They've given millions back to charity over the years. So the way it works is they support us to put the trail on. And then at the very end, all these beautiful art sculptures get auctioned off and at a gala auction. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters are the recipients of some of the proceeds of the auction. So that's really going to help fund our work and help to fuel our growth in the future.
The trail is being presented by Willowbank Wildlife Reserve. That's a fabulous local connection. How did that partnership come about and what does it mean for the event?
Yeah, we are so thankful to Willowbank. Willowbank actually got in touch with us when they found out we were doing the trail and they asked us what it was about. They are all about education, about sustainability and about community. And that's very much what the trail is about as well. It's about building that community, us being sustainable for our young people, building a sustainable community as well, and about just celebrating each other. So we're really thankful that they've come on as a presenting partner. They're helping us to put the trail on, to get everything sorted, get everything organised, and really helping us to pivot us, enable us to do a really good job on that. We're going to be working with them. We're going to be doing some fun activations at Willowbank through the trail as well and at the Antarctic Centre as well, and getting people through their doors and, just working together just to bring some joy and bring some fun to Christchurch and really celebrate our community.
Tell us about the Big Shauns. What will these sculptures look like? Where will they be and who will be designing them?
Well, at the moment, we have just had the call to artists. So artists at the moment are able to submit their designs for the Big Shauns. And then we have a panel who are going to choose the designs that are going to go forward. And those designs then get exhibited at an art selection event. And the sponsors get to come along to the art selection event and put a sticker on their favourite design and hopefully choose their design of their favourite design to go on their sculpture that they're sponsoring. So we've got local artists, we've got some new artists, we've got artists who have painted the elephants and the giraffes and the penguins before. We've got somebody who's doing some mosaic art. We've got lots of amazing designs. I can't tell you what those designs are because that's a big secret, but they're going to be beautifully painted and decorated, and they're just going to bring Christchurch to life and bring a real sense of mischief and colour and fun. Shaun the Sheep is all about fun, about working together, about community, and about joy, and that's what the Shaun the Sheep will be. Imagine just coming around the corner in Christchurch and seeing a huge, beautifully painted sheep. People are going to go, what's this about? You can go on the app, you can read all about it. You can go on and get app rewards as well, so you'll be able to go into different businesses and get some nice rewards by using the app as well.
Free public art for 10 weeks to enjoy. 10 weeks of free public art. What does it mean to you personally to be bringing something like this to Christchurch?
That's a really good question. I'm already getting emotional. We had our launch in March, and just seeing the joy on everybody who attended's faces, seeing the expectation of what this is going to bring, it's going to feel so proud for me personally and our team at Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's going to be really a proud moment for us to see families, young people, everybody going out and enjoying the trail, having fun, having something free to do, something that's enables them to connect with each other, to learn and to just have fun and bring joy. I cannot wait. I'm going to feel incredibly proud of the work. It's a lot of work to go into doing this, and we're only a tiny team. So we're going to, be able to feel really proud and really happy that we've been able to pull this off. We have had a lot of support from Wild and Art, and also from all of our amazing sponsors who are helping us in different ways. So it's a team effort. And I think I can't wait to see the big and the little Shauns all around Christchurch and know that we were the people that brought that forward with the help of Willowbank.
At the heart of all this fun creativity is a very serious and deeply beautiful purpose. How does the trail directly support Big Brothers Big Sisters Christchurch Mentoring Mahi?
That's a very good question. The reason why we're doing this is, as I said earlier, we need to let more people know about our services and what we do. We need to be able to grow our organisation to be able to meet the demand. We have a huge demand for one-to-one mentoring because it is so life-changing for our young people, because it's a simple concept, but it works. It really does work. It enables our young people that are living with adversity to thrive and to go on and do really well. So we want all young people that need that support to be able to access that support. That means we need to grow. We need to be able to grow in Christchurch, but we also want to grow into Selwyn District as well. They've been asking us for a while if we can move out there. We know that there's mentors out there and there's young people who are needing our support. So we want to be able to do that. So the Big Sheep Trail, we hope, will enable us to grow our reach and reach more young people. And that's the best thing that's going to come out of this.
Would you tell us why mentoring is so impactful? What a mentoring friendship through BBBS looks like, and what happens when a young person is matched with a mentor?
Absolutely. When a young person's matched with a mentor, we call it a match. So it's the young person and that new mentor being matched together. They get to meet for the first time with our staff, and they get to introduce each other and let each other know what they're into, what their hopes and dreams are, what they'd like to do when they spend time with each other. And then they start spending time with each other. So it's weekly, either out in the community doing free or low-cost activities, or we have mentors going into local schools doing mentoring weekly as well. And they agree to journey together for 1 year minimum. And at the end of that first year, we offer them lots of support. We make sure that everything's running smoothly. And at the end of that first year, we hope that they have enjoyed themselves and they want to continue spending that time together. The majority of our matches last for about 4 years, but we have many of them. At the moment, we're having one that's celebrating 9 years, one 10 years, one 11 years, lots 7, 8, 9 years as well. We've got, lots and lots of young people who've been matched for a very long time. It's so impactful because it is simple. It's about somebody just making you feel like you're valued, making you feel worth it, someone giving you time, somebody seeing you, somebody making you feel their number one priority for that time that they're spending with you. Knowing somebody is in your corner makes a real difference. Somebody that's championing you it makes you feel good. It makes you walk taller and stronger knowing people care. And having an extra person in your life who's an adult friend who you can rely on for support and guidance and just journey alongside you is how that mentoring magic happens. It's not a tutor. We're not trying to fix kids. Our kids aren't broken. It's just somebody needing a little bit of extra time with an adult friend outside of the home. And when you do that, it does. My old boss said magic happens, and he's right. Every time it happens, magic happens. And something pretty transformative happens when you've got someone extra in your corner.
How many young people is BBBS currently supporting here in Christchurch? And how great is the need for more mentors?
Yeah, that's something we battle with all the time, is the need. In the last few years, we've been able to support 170 young people on the program, and we've been able to bring on around 40 young people onto the program every year as well. And we have got a list of young people who are eligible, but we haven't had the right mentors come forward for them yet. So they're waiting, if you like, for their mentors to come along. We don't match kids on a first-come, first-served basis. The matching is super important. We have to look at what the young person is into, what their personalities are, what their strengths are, the kind of person that we think would work really well with them. And we look at the adult, and we like to match on like-minded interests, personalities, values, strengths. For example, one of my old mentees, Con, he was really into cars, really into drawing cars, technical drawing. Had this big love of cars, and sadly his dad had passed, and that's what he shared with his dad. And I had a mentor who I was about to match, and he loved cars. He was really into cars. He'd built a kit car in his garage. His favorite car was actually the same favorite car as Con. And it was just a perfect match. So I'm able to match them together, and they just used to pop the bonnet of the car, do some mechanical bits and pieces. They turned one of his, I think it was like a scooter or something, into a drift trike. They'd walk the dog, fly the kite. Con became part of the family. They used to have his favourite biscuits and lollies in the kitchen. They'd sit and watch MotoGP of an afternoon, and just became a real home from home for Con, and really just that person in his corner. And they're still in touch now. Con has moved all the way back to Ireland with his family now, but they're still in touch, and they will always be in each other's lives.
What does the tagline, "Mentoring so simple it works," mean to you? And why is that simplicity so powerful?
I think we touched a little on that earlier, but it is the simplicity of two people just agreeing to journey together, and the work that we put into making the right match. So that there's a lot of elements go into making the right match and making sure that we give both parties the best opportunity to be journeying with the right person. But when you decide, yes, that's my person, I'm going to spend that time and invest that time with them, it just allows for a really meaningful, trusting, deep relationship to forge. And then all those wonderful things that we see for our young people happen on the back of that. So it was started in 1904 in the States in relation to youth offending. A county court clerk called Ernest Coulter at the time was seeing boys going through the court system and saying they just need a good, stable role model. They need somebody to help guide them and help journey with them, help them to feel seen. And he got a group of his friends together to spend time with boys going through the court system, and found it made a really big difference. Globally, we're the largest youth mentoring organisation, supporting around 280,000 kids worldwide every year. And it is a simple concept of just friendship. Once you make that connection of the right people and you invest in that friendship, the magic can happen. Our young people's lives are transformed thanks to their big brothers and big sisters walking alongside them. It is simple, but it works.
Let's talk about the most exciting parts of the trail, the schools program and the Little Shauns.
Yes. So the artists at the moment, like I said earlier, they are creating their artwork and they're submitting that. So if you're an artist out there, please have a look at our website. Potentially design a Shaun. How cool would it be to have your Shaun up in the city for everybody to come and see? But also, if you're a school or a community group, we've got some brownies. That's kind of community groups having a look at the trail as well. We've got a preschool who's interested. Have a look at the website and see what's involved. And what is involved is basically we give you a blank sculpture, and we give you this beautiful guide on how to help your young people to be creative, to try different mediums of artwork. To showcase their artwork and get inspired by Shaun the Sheep. They'll probably watch the movie, which is about working together, about friendship, about a bit of mischief, about fun and joy, about community. And then schools can either look at their values or look at what's important to them and encourage their young people to design in that way, or just leave them free to express themselves. And the schools then get to get the young people to design and paint onto the Shaun, the mini Shaun sculpture or the little Shaun sculpture. They get glazed and then they go out around the city. So it's really being able to showcase and really get the young people's voices out there and get their artwork out there and be seen and be part of that trail. And they get to go and visit their Shauns while they get to go and visit all the other Shaun the Sheep as well. So the schools program has gone live this week. So schools get to foster Shaun. And for the fostering fee, they get to have the little Shaun, they get to have the design pack and the guide of how to do the designing. But they also get this amazing STEM curriculum project that they can start in term one next year as well, which is based on Shaun the Sheep. It's based on, again, fostering each other, looking after each other, friendship. There's going to be games, resources, all centred around the New Zealand draft curriculum with some STEM involved as well. And lots of things that the schools can just pick up and some fundraising fun stuff that they can get involved in as well. And then at the end of the trail, they get to adopt Shaun. So we'll come down and round and do an adoption ceremony and they get to adopt Shaun and keep him as their, like, their keepsake. Of being part of the trail, being part of something that was a really big city project, and getting to keep him. Yeah, so there's our schools around with little elephants or little penguins. They now got and have to make some space for little Shaun.
So Kura and community groups get to bring a little Shaun sculpture to life. What does that process actually look like for the Tamariki and the Rangitaki involved?
Well, that depends on the school and the community group. But again, they get a resource pack. So we call it the Schools and Learning Resource Pack. They get to use the resource pack and there's lots of ideas. There'll be some fun stuff to do. There's some word searches, activity sheets in there. Lots of little projects they can slip in around Shaun the Sheep, fun, doing things together. And then there's the creative side of things as well. So it's about just getting creative. It's about designing. It's about looking at different art mediums and choosing which they will put forward for theirs. And then collaboratively as a school, deciding how and who is going to paint their Shaun. And then we will come and pick it up and put him out on the trail with everyone else. Also, school get to bring two staff along to an inspiration afternoon where they get to hear a little bit more about how it works. We talk everybody through it. And then our maths curriculum designer is going to talk to them about the maths curriculum side of things as well and help them navigate that.
What happens to the little Shauns after the school or community group has decorated them? Where do they go and what's the journey from classroom to citywide trail?
Well, once they finish painting them, they're going to come to our painting space. So we have an amazing organisation called Online Distribution who is providing us warehousing space for us to keep our big and little Shauns and for our artists to come and paint them. So once the littles are painted, they will come and join the bigs in the warehousing space where they get to graze for a little bit and then they will go out on the trail on the 16th of January as well. So all of the schools that are and community groups have taken part, there'll be a little plaque that goes with the small Shaun. It'll tell them about the community group. It'll tell them about the design and people can get to read a little bit about. So schools get to showcase who they are as well. And then, like I said, at the end, the schools get to have a little adoption process where they get to keep their Shaun and that's their keepsake. But at the very end of the trail, there is a farewell weekend before that. So all the bigs and the littles come together for one weekend and a public area. We're looking at a couple of different options. And you get to come and see all the big Shauns and the little Shauns in one place. So if you've missed a Shaun or you want to come and revisit your favourite or you want to come and take some photos of all the others in one place, they'll be together in a farewell weekend. You get to come over that weekend with your whānau, come and have some fun. There'll be some community activations from some of the sponsors there as well. And then after that, we have the grand gala auction, where all the big Shauns are auctioned off. Harcourt's Grenadier have very kindly stepped up to be our auctioneers. They're going to look after us for the evening, and then we have a beautiful celebration of all the Shauns, of all the sponsors coming together, everybody who played their part. We get to see all the big and the little Shauns, all the artwork, and get to celebrate everything we've done, and they get auctioned off. And then big brothers, big sisters get the proceeds. So it's really helping to then fund our work and fuel our work for the future and enable our growth and enable us to meet the demand and meet more tamariki with one-to-one mentoring.
You mentioned that each little Shaun can reflect a kura or group's values, story, community, identity, or the voices of the tamariki and rangatahi. What might that look like in practice?
It depends on the school, depends on their how they want to do it. I know in the past we've had schools that have decorated their Shauns in their colour, or they've got their house colours. Some have got their te reo Māori house names that they've, or they've got a particular bird or native plant that means a lot to them. For their houses, if you like. So they might decorate them in that way. They might look at their values. They might look at what's really important to them and create some beautiful artwork to represent that on their little Shaun.
This feels like so much more than just an art project. You described it as a way to bring together tamariki, rangatahi, kaiako, whānau and communities. How does this program impact the well-being and identity of the young people involved?
Absolutely. I think most importantly, it's having a voice and it's being seen again, and it's being able to be included in something huge that's happening right across your city. It's knowing that you are part of that and being part of community, and it's building a stronger community together. I think that's at the essence of the Big Sheep Trail. It's about having fun. It's about joy. Everybody wants to have some fun. Shaun the Sheep is mischief. It's joy. It's it's that fun working together in a community way as well. And that's what we're going to be asking the young people to do, is get involved with your kura, get creative, have some fun, have some mischief, come out on the trail with your whānau. One of my friends works at a preschool, and the preschoolers were going out with their whānau every weekend, finding more elephants when it was Alma, and following the trails and coming in with photographs and, really enjoying and engaging in the trail. It also gets people out and about. We took 33 million collective steps on the last trail together. 94% of people said they spent more time with family and friends. They were more active. They were out and about. People are connecting with each other at the sheep, at the sculptures, talking about them and laughing about them together. So it's a real privilege for us to be bringing, I suppose, heart with art together for the community.
What kind of support and comprehensive resource packs will schools and community groups receive when they sign up to the program?
They get a very comprehensive resource pack. So Wild and Art provide us an art guide and resource pack for schools to follow to really engage their tamariki, to really develop their creativity, to develop their understanding of art, and give them all the opportunities to really inquire about their art and express themselves creatively. And then, like I said, there's going to be lots of activity sheets, Shaun the Sheep based. So we're working with Aardman Studios, who are the movie producers of Shaun the Sheep and Wallace and Gromit and Morph. So we're able to get lots of licensed materials as well. So there'll be word searches, games, there'll be learning resources around sheep in New Zealand, merino in New Zealand, history of sheep. So there'll be lots of really amazing opportunities for school staff to be able to either go really deep and beyond the creativity, or just keep it to the creativity. And then we've got a great guy called Rob Prophet-White who writes maths curriculum, and he's going to write us some really great maths curriculum, Shaun the Sheep-based games, so that teachers can pick them up in term one. And we're also going to be talking in the guide about fundraising, because we want to encourage our young people to do some fundraising. And yeah, lots of good ideas around there. So there is a bit of a prize as well for the school that raises the most for their fundraising efforts. We're going to come around and do a big fun day at the school. So we'll come around, we'll do a sausage sizzle, we'll get bouncy castles, we'll get some fun activities going. So we'll come and say a big thank you to that.
Tell us about this really special education collaboration that is happening. Who is Rob Prophet-White? And how maths is getting a Woolly Shaun the Sheep makeover.
Rob is a very lovely guy who's been working on Australia and New Zealand, helping to write the New Zealand draft maths curriculum. And he has worked in schools for many years. And he's offered to help us, and he's going to write the maths part of the STEM for our learning resource pack. So that's going to be available, like I said, term one and next year. And so all the schools, term three and four, will do their creative side, and then they can do the maths and the fundraising side afterwards.
Why is this a once-in-a-generation opportunity for schools? And what would you say to a kayaker or principal who is sitting on the fence about getting involved?
I don't know why you'd sit on the fence. It's fun. It's going to bring so much joy to your school to have a show. I've walked around with the blank school Shaun the Sheep sculpture at cafes when I'm speaking to sponsors, and I've gone to businesses with him. And the amount of people that have stopped me on the street asking for photos, asking to touch the sheep, just commenting when I'm going up in the lift, is that Shaun the Sheep? Why have you got a Shaun the Sheep? Everybody loves Shaun the Sheep. He's a beloved character. He's full of mischief, full of fun. And it just brings joy, just being able to walk around with a sculpture. To actually have one in your school, be part of this journey, part of this great outdoor art exhibition and bring art to life, and know that that's supporting community as well and supporting other kids in the community for a really small fee, which is the adoption and the adoption and fostering fee. It makes a contribution to everything that you're being provided. It really is a no-brainer. Get involved. Come and have some fun.
This all sounds absolutely incredible, but there are some very important deadlines that schools and community groups need to know about right now. Could you walk us through the key dates?
So, yeah, schools need to register their interest via the website now. They will also can go on the website and download an information pack, which will give them all the information they need. And then once they've registered their interest, we will notify them between the 25th and the 29th of May, and then they pay their foster fee, and then once the sculpture arrives, then we will bring them the sculpture. They have to come and do the inspiration afternoon, and they get their downloadable pack and all their resource pack and resource fun resource sheets and activity sheets as well.
After registrations close on the 22nd of May, what happens next for the schools and groups that apply?
They get to, like I said, they get to have the resource pack. They can start looking through that, doing some planning and planning ahead. They get to come to, two staff get to come to the inspiration event where they get to hear a little bit more depth how to do things. And we just guide them through the process, answer any questions they have. Rob will also be there, and he can talk a wee bit on the maths curriculum stuff as well. We can talk to them about some fundraising. And from there, we hope August, our sheep will arrive and we'll be able to give them their sheep then. They can do a bit of an activation in their school, and then they start doing their designing and get going. And then we collect the sheep in November, and they go out on the trail on the 16th of January 2027.
Can you take us through the timeline to the trail opening and the journey from getting the blank little Shaun sculpture through to seeing it on the public trail in January 2027?
I can tell you as much as I've got in my head, because I don't have the timeline in front of me. We've got lots of dates, but the sculptures are being made at the moment. They will be arriving in Christchurch in August, where they're going to go to the warehouse, they get unwrapped, and then the artists will come and they'll either take the sculptures to their own studios to paint, or they can come to the commercial painting space at Online Distributions Building, and the schools will get to pick their Shauns up. They can start painting those. And then from there, we have the inspiration evening for the schools, or the inspiration event, should I say, for the schools. We also have an event for the sponsors where they get to come and learn about the app, because there's a lot of opportunity for them to be doing sign-ups for public sign-ups, or be able to offer product through the app, but basically through app rewards. So 1 year, there was an ice cream company that were offering ice cream. So you'd go and get their sheep, and then you'd be able to go into their establishment and you'd get a free ice cream. And I think there was another year where it was a coffee shop. You could go into the coffee shop and get a free chocolate fish. We've got others where you might go in and do it, get some activity sheets, or you might be able to sign up to win something. So we talk to them about that. We talk to them about how everything's working. We do a bit of a networking opportunity with businesses as well. And we talk to them about all the team fun stuff that they can do once the trail's live with their teams of staff and their clients and families. And what happens next? Oh, then we have a VIP sneak preview. So VIPs get to come and have a sneak preview of everything being painted. We also, prior to that, we have an art selection evening where the businesses, artists and the artwork come together and they get to match the artwork to the businesses. And then everything goes out on the trail.
There are fostering fees and adoption fees involved. How do the fostering and adoption fees work? And why does BBBS use that lovely language of fostering and adopting Shaun?
We thought it would be fun to use fostering and adoption. I don't think they've been done that before, but we really want to bring Shaun to life. To us, we've been carrying Shaun round, his sculpture and his image with us for a while. So he's a real person to us. He is that celebration of community, friendship, working together and joy. And so we wanted to bring his character to life. So normally schools and community groups would pay a deposit and that secures. We want to do that. We're doing that as a fostering fee. So they get to have him. And that's it doesn't pay for the sculpture, but it's a contribution towards the cost of the sculpture, to the cost of the shipping, to the cost of to go towards our costs. And then they get to do their they get to have the guide. They get to come to the events and they get to paint him. And then in term one next year, or before then, if they choose to, they can do some fundraising. And they do some fundraising towards Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's also a bit of a contribution to help cover some costs. We are looking for a school sponsor. We have a school sponsorship available, and that helps us to fully cover our costs. And they get to engage with all the schools that we're working with. We've literally only just went out to schools, live with schools yesterday. And I think we've already got 7 schools who've come back and registered their interest. And we've got lots of schools who have got in touch and said, we're going to get back to you very, very, very quickly. So it's not first come, first serve. We need to make sure we've got a really good mix of schools and community groups, and they're spread nicely around the city. We're hoping to be able to bring on 35. We might be able to stretch that a little bit more, and the school sponsor help us to be able to realise that.
You mentioned a very fun challenge for schools, something about the school that raises the most money winning something pretty special. Tell us about the Mossy Bottom Big Day Out.
So, yeah, for those that haven't have an awareness of Shaun the Sheep, where have you been all your lives? But basically, Shaun and his crew live on Mossy Bottom Farm. And so it's going to be a Mossy Bottom Farm fun day. So part of the, we want to just encourage our young people to get creative in other ways as well. So we're encouraging to do some fundraising to help raise money to support our organisation, to support kids in need. So the school that raises the most, we're going to come and do a fun day. So we'll bring some of our mentoring matches, we'll bring our staff along, some of our board members, some of our sponsors and supporters. We'll do a sausage sizzle. We'll do a bouncy castle, something like that. Just some fun stuff. If we can organise a petting zoo, we'll organise a petting zoo. So just some really fun stuff just to say thank you and just to come and have some fun and some joy with you for really going above and beyond to raise money for children in need.
Alongside the school's program, BBBS is also putting out a call to local artists to help bring the Big Shorns to life. Can you tell us what is the opportunity for local artists?
Absolutely. So it's an opportunity for local artists to showcase their work on the Shorns, to showcase their work to local businesses, to showcase their work to all the people that are going to visit the trail. We're expecting about 300,000 visitors to the trail, and we're probably expecting around probably about 150,000 to engage through the app as well. And so it's showing your artwork to the city, to the community. We also will be shown on the international website, so it's a chance for artists to be able to showcase there as well. We want a real mix of artwork. We want to be able to show some real traditional artwork, potentially some tattooists out there if they're interested in doing something, some street art, right down to your traditional artists, just anybody that is creative who feels that they could do a really good job of painting a Big Shorn, we'd love to hear from you. We have had some in already and they are amazing. They're really, really top quality, really engaging, fun. We've had some really good fun puns as well in some of the designs, but we're really looking forward to seeing the rest that come in. So we need 30, so we'll probably be shortlisting 50. They go to the art selection evening and then the sponsors get to choose which artwork they would like to have. The VIP sponsor gets to choose theirs first and then everybody else gets to choose second. They get an opportunity to network with those businesses as well. And there's a link on the app, to their platforms if they've got them as well. And also, it's probably important to say that there is an honorarium. So we don't expect our artists to do this for nothing. We want to support everybody involved in a really supportive way. So they're going to get a really safe, engaging painting space, or they can paint in their own studio. And there's an honorarium as well. So we help to cover some of their time as well for doing that.
Shaun the Sheep is a globally recognised Aardman character. That's a pretty big deal for a local Christchurch artist to be working with. What creative freedom will artists have in interpreting Shaun?
Any way they like. There are some licensing guidelines. Obviously, Shaun the Sheep is an international global movie brand and product from Aardman. So in the artist pack, there are some guidelines around that. And obviously, there's some do's and don'ts about what would be appropriate for a public art display. But it's pretty open to interpretation. Looking at the creativity that's come forward so far, it's been thought about in lots of very different ways. So it's really nice to see how different everybody's artwork interpretations are. And it doesn't have to be a Shaun the Sheep interpretation. The sheep is Shaun, the actual fiberglass sculpture is Shaun. Come and paint some local flora and fauna. Come and really represent Christchurch on a sheep. Celebrate who you are as an artist and your creativity and what you want to put forward on Shaun. It doesn't have to be a Shaun the Sheep particularly, because Shaun is already there. It's just being able to. Some of the ones have been done in other countries. There's been quite a few Shaun the Sheeps in the UK, have been absolutely beautiful. So you can go onto the Wild and Art website and have a look. Some of the examples are stunning, look really stunning. If we can get some that look like that, I'd be really proud.
What does it mean for an artist to have their work featured on a high-profile public art trail like this, seen by thousands of locals and visitors over 10 weeks?
I would think it would be a lovely thing to be part of for them. I'm not an artist, so I can't speak on behalf of them, but I imagine if I was an artist, it'd probably be a bit scary. I want to do a good job, but I'm also really proud. I know one of the artists who's painted on all the trails before, she's going to help us be our art coordinator. So Gemma is a local Christchurch artist. She's coming on board. She's going to paint. She's actually painted our little school sculpture that we're taking around with us at the moment, and she's going to put forward some designs for one of the large Shauns as well. And I know that she is super proud to have been involved in the trails before, and I know that she's really looking forward to doing something this year as well.
Who would you encourage to put their hand up as an artist? Is this open to all kinds of creative people, from professional artists to emerging talent?
Absolutely. So the emerging talent is also really important. We ignite youth potential, so we want to support the potential in everybody. We want to be able to offer the opportunity, anybody that's got a design that they want to put forward, they just have to be able to come and paint him within the time frame in an appropriate manner, just showcasing their creativity and their artwork. Put your hand up. We've got some professional artists. We've got just some local artists and some emerging artists. And all the school children across Christchurch are all budding artists as well. So it's just a celebration of colour and creativity.
How do artists apply, and what are the key details they need to know to be considered for the Big Shauns?
The best thing to do is check our website out. So we've got a website, it's the Big Sheep Trail New Zealand, and go on there. There's a button for schools, community group. There's a button for artists. There's a download pack, and it gives you all the information you need, because there's a little bit more than I can give you right now, but it will give you all the parameters and give you everything you need.
Faye, for our listeners who are feeling inspired and want to get involved, whether as a mentor, a supporter, a donor, or just a cheerleader for this amazing cause, what can they do?
Get in touch. If you want to become a mentor, or you want to just find out about mentoring, it's once a week for a year, matched with a really cool local young person, getting out together, spending time and doing things you both enjoy. If that sounds like something fun to you, get in touch. We'll get you to come to an info session and we can tell you more. If you are somebody who likes to do local fundraising, or even just somebody who gives to charity and wants to give $5 a week as a regular giver, as a community-funded charity with no government support, it's super important to us. All those people that give us their little bit of money every week coming together makes a big, big difference for our young people. We're able to really support their future in what we're able to do, and it takes a village to be able to do that. So if you want to be part of our village, either to mentor or support us, please get in touch. If you like running fundraisers, we absolutely love that. Anybody that wants to go and do something, we'll support you, we'll come along and we'll cheer. We just had a guy called Ben Fraser who did the ultra marathon for us in Christchurch about 2 weeks ago, and he was raising funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters New Zealand. So anything like that, just please get in touch. We'd really appreciate, value, and really need everyone's support.
For all Kura listening right now, registrations close at 3 p.m. on Friday, 22nd of May. What is the single most important thing that you want them to hear from you today?
Please consider being part of the Big Sheep Trail and get your submissions in if you want to be considered. This is joyous, this is fun, and this is a way to really showcase your young people's talents. Get them out there as part of the trail. And if you don't become part of the trail, just come and follow the trail. When it's out there, encourage your young people to get out on the trail with their whānau, get outdoors, get connecting, and have some fun.
Artists who want to be a part of the Big Sheep Trail, where do they go and what do they need to do?
They need to go to the website, Big Sheep Trail New Zealand.
For everyday community members and listeners across Christchurch who want to support this market, how could they find out more, follow the journey, and get behind Big Brothers Big Sisters Christchurch?
Probably, again, go to our website, so Big Brothers Big Sisters Christchurch, which you can find through Big Brothers Big Sisters New Zealand. There's all the information on there about how to support, how to be a mentor, and about the children that we support as well.
Faye, this conversation has filled my heart completely. Thank you for the incredible mahi you and your team do every single day for the tamariki and rangatahi of Ototahi Christchurch. 22 years of mentoring friendships, 22 years of showing up, of believing in young people, of proving that something so simple really does work. And now with the Big Sheep Trail on the horizon, the whole of Christchurch gets to be part of that story in the most colourful, joyful, and creative way imaginable. To all our listeners, schools, artists, community groups, parents, whānau and supporters, please, please take note of these dates. Registrations of interest for the school's program close at 3 p.m. Friday 22nd of May 2026. If your school or community group wants to bring a little Sean to life, you need to act now. And if you're an artist with a vision, get in touch with BBBS and put your creative stamp on the big Sean's. This is Christchurch's moment. This is your moment. Until next time, keep seeking talents, keep supporting your community, and keep believing in the magic of connection. Ka kite anō.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show and want to hear more, head over to plains.org.nz for past episodes. You can also subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to get the new episodes delivered right to you. Do you have a talent you'd like to share? I'd love to talk to you. Just email info@plains.org.nz to get in touch. Keep working on your talents. You are amazing. Until next time, bye!